Good morning. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. I would just like to bless you this morning in Jesus' name. I would like to talk this morning about that blessing and just maybe share a little bit of what the Lord has revealed to me already in that area. I was reading here in Genesis 22, verse 17, it says that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. And what actually Abraham had just got done doing then, right there, is he had just gotten done offering up his son that had been quite a miracle child in a great way. And not only was he a miracle child, but he was also promised by God to be a important person, and there was really no other son that would take his place. And so we have here a picture before us. Here we have Abraham, who first of all left his family, his parents and his brothers and sisters and uncles, and left them behind solely on a word from the Lord. And I don't know if you ever thought of that, but how that may have felt for Abraham to take such a drastic step, and his only thing that he had to go by, that he was doing the right thing, was a word from the Lord, which I don't know how that came to him, whether it was in a dream or just in his prayer time. I don't know how that word came to Abraham. So that's a picture of faith. And now Abraham went through all of that and has come later on in life. And one of the things that God had promised him, if he does that, is that he's going to have quite a generation of people, quite a seed, meaning quite some, you know, a lot of children, grandchildren, and so on. And he just wasn't having any children of his own. So it seemed like that might not be happening. And I wonder at times how many times Abraham would have wondered whether God is really coming through, whether he heard correctly from God. But so finally he has this son, and he's born, and he's somewhere maybe 8 to 12 years old. I'm not sure if it gives an age here. But this son has been quite a long time in coming, and even the way he came with Sarah being so old, there's one thing to have experienced one miracle, but then if that doesn't work out, and then sometimes it's hard to imagine that God would do it again. But apparently Abraham either figured that God is going to raise Isaac up from the dead again, or he's going to give him another son, and I'm assuming that he just trusted that whatever God asks him to do, he's going to do it. But I find it amazing how much faith he had and how much God honored that. And if you read that, you know, what the blessing was, I guess I have two things I'd like to sort of look at this morning. It says here, in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed. I'm not sure if that's a play on words or why that's worded that way. In blessing I will bless thee. I guess the question is that, what is that trying to say? In blessing I will bless thee. You know, I'm not sure if I know, but I can't help but see an interesting picture here. Abraham just gets finished coming through with his sacrifice. So in other words, Isaac is laying on the altar and he's just getting ready to do what God told him to and actually offer up his son. And then God, let me just read here, I'm in Genesis 22, Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And so Abraham took Isaac up off the altar again, and he put found a ram that was caught in the thickets close by and offered him up instead. And then it says that the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. So apparently there was two times that God called to Abraham out of heaven while that sacrifice was going on. First, just when he was about ready to slay his son, and the second time after he had offered up the ram. But this is what he said the second time, By myself have I sworn, saying the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate in his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. And I am seeing here quite a few interesting things. Number one, the question that I have had is, how was it that Isaac, being a young child that he was, how comes did he just willingly lay on the altar? I mean, I think every father would ask that question. How did Abraham train his son so well? How did he get him to be so submissive? How did he get him to be so trusting? I mean, let's just look at this. Was Isaac awake when the knife was raised? I mean, what was going through Isaac's mind? Obviously, Isaac was curious. Who's going to wear the sacrifice is, and he saw the wood and the fire, but he didn't see a lamb for the sacrifice. So he asked his father, and Abraham said that God will provide lamb, which may have settled his curiosity, but I'm wondering what he was thinking when Abraham did he have to force him on the altar? Did Isaac go willingly? I don't know. But it seemed like there was some kind of trust there. And it doesn't seem like there was any struggle, or at least not, doesn't talk about it. I guess what I'm trying to say is, it seems like when we are in submission to the Father, our children have a much easier time being in submission to us. And that is a mystery that I think every father desires. It's interesting how many people want to go to heaven, but they want to lead a life that would be much more fitting, that would land them in hell. And what I'm trying to say is most people want to go to heaven. They want the blessing of heaven, but they want to live the life that is a life that's living for self. And so they kind of want the best of both worlds. And that is so common. That is so typical for us humans. And so I think that most people want the blessing that Abraham had, but it's difficult to actually walk in Abraham's footsteps when it comes to the things that he did. And I was just thinking about the difference here in Abraham. Abraham had quite a sacrifice there that he was giving up. He was giving up his only son. His only son was Sarah and him. But if you parallel that, many years later there was another man that Jesus talked to, and this man also had something that was hard to give up. And Jesus asked this rich young man, he said, go and sell all that you have and give to the poor and come and follow me. It was very similar to that of Abraham. God called Abraham and Jesus called this young man. They were both in a very similar position. And this young man that Jesus was asking for him to sell out, he declined. In other words, he couldn't do it. He couldn't say yes, Lord, to that. And he walked away sorrowful. And I don't know if that was the end of the story. Sometimes I wish there would be more follow-up with some of these people. But I don't know how that man died, the rich young ruler. I don't know if he later repented. I don't know if he ever changed his mind. I'm not sure. But the requirement for him to follow the Lord was obviously just that. And I don't think that rich young ruler ever heard these words. As long as he continued to walk with his riches while God was asking him to give them up, I don't think he ever heard these words, that in blessing I will bless thee and multiplying I will multiply thy seed. And I think what that's actually saying, that God can trust to bless a person that has that kind of surrendered heart and is willing to just give back whatever God gave to him. You know, the riches that the rich young ruler had were actually given to him by God. He didn't acquire them. I guess he thought he did. He probably thought he acquired them, and he probably thought they were his, but in reality they were not. They were really given to him. You know, even Job stated those words that naked I came out of the womb and naked I go back again. And the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. So it's sometimes the things that we hang on to are really what's keeping us from experiencing the blessing of God. And the blessing of God is actually what every person most desperately desires at the end, even during this life. Not only in the end of each person's life, but even during this life. It's hard for us sometimes to see that, but it is really what every person longs to have, is that blessing. And it almost seems that this is saying that in blessing I will bless thee. It almost seemed like Abraham was so unselfish with his own will that he just naturally blessed people wherever he went. And so I guess we could read it this way, that while you're blessing people, I will bless thee. I'm not sure if I'm reading into that incorrectly or not, but it seems like a person that has everything on the altar and is willing to give everything up actually receives what he's giving up back again. And you know, today God says that I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's not saying that I was. He's saying I am, meaning that currently I am the God of Abraham. So that means that Abraham is living today in heaven and is enjoying the blessing of his rewards, or he's enjoying the blessing of his sacrifices. And that still stands true today. If God is speaking to us and asking us to give up things that we're holding dear, it is well worth the sacrifice. I would just like to testify to that. And God will bless us like he did Abraham. So may God bless you, and may his face shine upon you throughout this day.